स्मार्ट कास्ट आप सुन रहे हैं HD स्मार्ट कास्ट और ये है फीवर FM प्रोडक्शन
F वाला प्यार राहुल माकिन के साथ
आप है लव कोच राहुल माकिन के साथ एंड वेलकम टू येट अनदर एपिसोड ऑफ एफ वाला प्यार। वैलेंटाइंस मंथ जारी है और इससे पहले कि खत्म हो जाए वी शुड एंड इट ऑन अ वेरी हाई नोट, जैसे जब एक एकदम रॉक परफॉर्मेंस हो रहा होता है, जो आखिर वाला गाना होता है वो हमेशा बेस्ट गाना होता है, इसीलिए जो सबसे आखिर वाली परफॉर्मेंस थी हमने सबसे लास्ट के लिए बचा के रखी थी। एंड राइट नाउ वी हैव विद अस इन आवर स्टूडियो एकदम लाइव मिस्टर हितेश रिकी मदान, इनके नाम से आप इन्हें जानते हैं। A lot of millennials already know him. He is ex-Euphoria and a multi-award-winning artist, composer, producer, and of course Gibson guitar endorse करते हैं, जो इनके भी हाथ में भी है, वो directly कर ही रहे हैं अभी भी। So welcome Hitesh, बहुत अच्छा लगा आज पहली बार आपसे directly मिल रहा हूँ। बहुत आपके गाने सुने हैं but पहली बार आपसे सामने आपके मुखातिब हो रहा हूँ, बहुत अच्छा लगा आपसे मिलके।
Well thank you so much Rahul, this is one of the best introductions that I've ever gotten, so very kind of you to say all these beautiful things about me.
So it's basically about our show is basically about love, तो हम और of course ये मोहब्बतों का महीना है, so हम आपको कैसे मोहब्बतों की बात ना करें। सबसे पहले मैं आपसे ये पूछना चाहूंगा, कहते हैं कि संगीत हमेशा टूटे दिल से निकलता है, ये कहा जाता है, और म्यूजिक को बनाने के लिए दिल का टूटना या दिल का लगना कहीं बहुत जरूरी होता है। सो हाउ करेक्ट इज दिस स्टेटमेंट, अगर आप अपनी लाइफ से इसको रिलेट करें? यादव एस पी,
आई थिंक इस स्टेटमेंट में बहुत दम है और इससे ज्यादा ट्रू स्टेटमेंट और नहीं हो सकती, बिकॉज I have experienced it definitely when I was also part of Euphoria. Lot of songs were about heartbreak. But I think in my case, in my songwriting, it's the inspiration comes from there. Inspiration comes from that spark of, you know, when you feel something for that special person and you start falling in love and raat ko neend nahi aati, you know, khayalon mein every time people are, I mean, the one that you're looking out for, she's always there. So I think it's really, really a true statement, and that's kind of been the story of my songs as well, the inspiration.
Kya baat hai. So Hitesh, do you like faintly remember the first time ever you fell in love with somebody और उन्हें impress करने के लिए आपने पहली बार guitar पकड़ा हो और बस कुछ गाया हो, कुछ याद है आपको?
बहुत अच्छी memory है, and in fact how it happened was that I was in Mount St. Mary's, and okay. Mount St. Mary's is an all boys school.
Okay. Okay.
And MSM used to host an event called Brother Bergens.
Okay.
और हमारे सामने है Loreto Convent, which is all girls
school. Girls school. Okay.
तो MSM performs in the end, and we don't participate in the competition, but we perform in the end, and it's like a professional band performance, jaise hota hai 35-40 minutes you play and only to entertain.
Okay.
I was in class 10th, and that's the first time I sang a song.
Wow.
And while I was backstage, so I was singing this song called Can't Help Falling in Love.
Oh wow. Elvis Presley. Wow.
Elvis Presley, and us waqt kya hota, UB40 had launched.
Okay.
It was really popular.
Okay.
So I was singing that song, and I had this very naughty friend next to me, and okay. He said, "Ke yaar, dedicate it to someone or dedicate it." I said, "I don't know who to dedicate it to. I don't have a girlfriend yet."
Okay.
So he said, "You see what you ought to do, but you dedicate it to someone."
Okay.
So I got on stage and I said that this song is dedicated to Loreto Convent. मैंने पूरे स्कूल को डेडिकेट
किया। अब हर लड़की ये सोची होगी इसने तो मेरे को किया है।
और मैंने ऐसा तीर चलाया और I think तीर जाके लगा कहीं पे।
Okay.
And incidentally, that beautiful person is my wife.
Wow.
And you know, so that friendship like started right after. We didn't know each other, but I think she could not see me on stage. But okay. What I got to know later was that she fell in love with my voice.
Wow.
And you know. And that's how the romance like started.
That's beautiful. So I think abhi hum aaj ki musical journey hi isi gaane se start karenge. If you could sing maybe a couple of lines or just the hook of the song.
Okay.
Yes.
Wise men say only fools rush in. Blind falling in love with
you. Wow. Amazing. So this is how Hitesh's love story actually began. Unki love story start hui. So how important is the role of love in music and vice versa?
Well, I would say that like music ke liye inspiration chahiye hota hai. When you're like writing a song which is coming straight from the heart, and if there's one thing in the world which can give you the maximum inspiration and can really drive you to do things, it's love.
Actually,
so definitely it's like a perfect match. That if you're in love and if you're making music, or if you are, you know, if there's a heartbreak, you're really feeling the pain of not being with the person that you're in love with, then aapka best emotions bahar aayenge.
True.
I think that's why it's beautiful. In fact,
when you were a part of Euphoria, unke bahut sare gaane hain jo 90s mein bahut bahut popular hai. In fact, we still play it at our radio stations.
Right.
उनमें से आपका कौन सा फेवरेट है जो आप अभी भी बहुत बार प्ले करते हैं, जिनके आपको बहुत रिक्वेस्ट आती है चलाने के लिए या गाने के लिए?
Why don't I just play it for you?
Sure, please. Oh, I love this track. क्या बात है?
बिंदिया लगाती तो कांपती थी पलके मायरी, चुनिया सजा के वो देती वादे कल के मायरी, मेरे हाथों में था उसका हाथ, थी चाशनी से हर उसकी मायरी, आप ही हंसती मायरी, आप ही रोती मायरी, यार वो यार वो आयरी, क्या करूं कहां से कहूं ए माहिरी, अब क्या करूं कहां से कहूं ए माहिरी.
Nostalgia rocks, man. Seriously, आपने पुरानी यादें ताजा कर दी, हमारे स्कूल के टाइम की यादें ताजा कर दी. Amazing, amazing. So, किसी के लिए भी कोई आप ऑफ रोड जाने की बात करते हैं, कोई ऐसा करियर विच इज नॉट एक्चुअली अ कन्वेंशनल करियर, which we would say. तो वी मोस्ट ऑफ टाइम्स वी गेट सम रेजिस्टेंस फ्रॉम आवर पेरेंट्स और या रिश्तेदारों से. सो क्या आपके साथ कभी ऐसा हुआ था या पेरेंट्स वर ऑलवेज कूल की ठीक है म्यूजिशियन बनना कोई बात नहीं?
सो आई थिंक आई हैड ग्रेट सपोर्ट फ्रॉम माई फैमिली. माई एल्डर ब्रदर like 10 years older than me, he used to play the like guitar.
Okay.
And we had a family business.
Oh, wow.
And like, you know, he got into the family business really early on.
Okay.
And I feel that probably he also wanted to pursue music, but he could not do that. But because he got into the family business, I think he lived his dreams through me.
Wow.
So I got a lot of support and encouragement from my elder brother, Sandeep.
Wow.
And even this day also, he's always there, like, you know, whenever I need him to be there. My mom and dad, they were always like supportive. I think mereko class 11th mein apna first electric guitar mila.
Oh, wow.
Which was a very rare thing that time to have a good electric guitar. I bought a second-hand guitar from someone who used to have a good collection of guitars. And that really propelled my progress in music.
Wow.
Within 2 years, like when I was first year college, I became part of Euphoria. Because wow. I really progressed well. I had a good instrument to play and passion was always there. And once I started doing well, Euphoria was also not out with their first album yet. Mm. I mean, we were still doing shows in and around Delhi. 98 mein the first album came out, 2 years after I had joined the band. And then the band really took off. So while I was still in college, pursuing my bachelor's in commerce in Hindu, the band started doing really well. So meko college jada attend karne ko mila nahi, because we used to be traveling even during my exams. I had shows and all. And so I think uske baad, right after like college, I also decided that agar meko music करना है तो बैंड इज वन थिंग बट आई ऑल्सो वॉन्ट टू बी लाइक अ कंपोजर प्रोड्यूसर सो आई स्टार्टेड माई ओन रिकॉर्डिंग स्टूडियो एंड गॉट इनटू ऑल ऑफ दैट एज वेल
कमिंग टू दैट ओनली आपका 2021 में देयर वाज अ ब्यूटीफुल ट्रैक गर्ल सुन जरा एंड हम ये सुने कि इट इज गॉट 3 म्यूजिक अवार्ड्स इंटरनेशनल म्यूजिक अवार्ड्स और आप का गाना बहुत फेमस भी हुआ था सो अगर आप एक दो लाइंस आपकी जो फेवरेट लाइंस हैं उस गाने में से अगर आप गा के हमारे लिए सुना दें
Absolutely. Why not?
Gal sun zara aako da tu aave ta megha chaave aave ghir ke barish sham gal sun zara
लवली वॉइस जैसे ये बहुत अच्छे कंपोजर हैं लिरिसिस्ट हैं और गाते भी बहुत अच्छे हैं सो इट्स ऑफ कोर्स वेरी डिफिकल्ट अगर मैं आपसे पूछूं कि यार आपका कौन सा एक टैलेंट है जो आपको लगता है कि इन सब में से सबसे अच्छा है सो आई थिंक इट विल बी वेरी डिफिकल्ट फॉर यू टू डिसाइड कि आप इन सब में से क्या सबसे अच्छा करते हैं
मैं सबसे अच्छा खाना खाता
हूँ वो ऑप्शन मैंने दिया ही नहीं था अच्छा बट यस म्यूजिक जब आपने प्ले करना शुरू किया था व्हेन यूफोरिया स्टार्टेड टिल नाउ टू 2023 लाइक आई थिंक इट्स बीन लाइक अ चेंज ऑफ टू जेनरेशंस तो मिलेनियल्स के बाद जेन जीज आ गए अब उनसे भी अगली जेनरेशन आ गई एक्चुअली तो Do you think के music में भी कुछ बदलाव आया है and is it for good or bad?
Music में तो I feel बहुत बदलाव आया है in the way we of course you know share music with the world and उस वक्त जब when I was part of Euphoria to get your song out you know so that people could hear it was a very difficult task. Like, true, you know, true. You need a record label to sign you. Actually. And eventually, wo tapes pe aega. You know, that whole process was like completely a different thing.
And even and marketing as well.
Absolutely. I mean, Euphoria had to work very, very hard to get an album deal in the first place. Like, you know, to get those songs out there. And the labels were completely, you know, the bosses, they were controlling everything. Aaj ka jo situation hai, I think... It's very, very special because anybody who, you know, can play the guitar or sing can actually easily put out their songs on YouTube or even, you know, across the distribution platforms. But there's so much content now.
Actually,
like, you know, pehle kya tha ke there were a few bands who would eventually get that break or platform. But now there's so much, like, content which is there and such a big, like, difference in that. I think अब एक जो सिचुएशन हो गया है वो काफी do it yourself वाला फॉर्मेट आ गया है where the artist is the entrepreneur, the artist is the marketing person, the artist is the label himself, you know, in a way. Of course, there are labels around and what I know is that a lot of independent artists do not prefer to work with labels because they need that independence to be able to, you know, do exactly what they want to do. So, in that sense, I feel times have changed drastically on the way music is shared. Music ka jo quality hai, wo bahut acha ho gaya pehle se because people have great tools at their disposal. Like, you know, everybody has a home studio and people are experimenting. Great collaborations are happening. Social media is playing such a huge role, you know, in the way we consume music and the way we just such a drastic change from what it was.
Love songs की बात करें तो because you are too much into romantic music तो वो वक्त था और ये वक्त है, तो उसमें कितना आपको लगता है कितना चेंज आया है, अगर सिम्फनी की बात करें, म्यूजिक की बात करें, सिंगिंग स्टाइल की बात करें, has it gone aggressive, has it gone like more, I don't know क्या टर्म्स में यूज करूं, but how do you feel?
You know, Rahul, I feel that even the 70s and the 80s, R.D. Burman saab ke jo songs the, wo sab the, they were all like way ahead of times, you know, way ahead of times, and such beautiful melodies, such beautiful thoughts. And I feel that every song, a good song, is unique and it's like special, and it's waiting for its, you know, you don't know what the destiny of a song is, even when it is made or whatever. It can become big 5 years, 10 years down the line. I feel that you cannot really say and quantify ke us waqt ka music acha tha ya aaj ka music acha hai. Even these days I hear sometimes of a fresh song which is absolutely special and, you know, beautiful and talking about a new thing. For me as a listener, I like to hear something which I haven't heard before.
True.
And whether it's a new sound or it's a new topic, and I look forward to that, and there is great music happening all around
us. बिल्कुल सही बात है. So now, जैसे आपने कहा कि 10th class में your love story started and eventually got married, तो there is always a question कि जब आप घर पे होते हैं, शायद कभी भाभी जी अगर नाराज हो जाएं, so how do you, you know, make it up to her? Do you like play music or कुछ और तरीका है?
I think music is one thing which keeps us together and keeps us strong. She's a very ardent music lover.
Okay.
And that's why both my sons are also into music. Because, you know, while I'm the musician, but she's the one who really, really loves the music, and she's the person who appreciates it. And a lot of my, I mean, the reason why I'm being able to come out in my own music now is all because of her.
Wow.
She's the one who's, you know, pushed me, ke, you know, ke, because she's heard my songs and my ideas and my compositions when they were born, when they were just like, you know, when they were just growing inside me. And it's been a long time for me to come out with my own songs and my own like originals, you know. It only happened once the pandemic hit, because that's when shows nahi ho rahe the, you know, there was a lot of time at hand to, you know, sit down and work on music. And I think she's been an absolute strength, and in fact she's also sometimes writes with me, like she writes lyrics for a few songs. She doesn't like the love songs too much. She likes anything which is quirky,
okay,
and which is a little bit out of the ordinary. But like Gulsun Zara was one of her favorite songs. So Gulsun Zara, it's like, you know, definitely one of her favorite songs. Then that's the reason why I came out with it, as I mean, it was one of the first songs that I released.
Super. And it'll be definitely out of question if we do not talk about Dil Mera Kho Gaya, aapka recent song hai, and it's already hit a lot of, like, more than million views already. So jaate jaate agar ek to lines us gaane ki bhi ho jaye to maza aa jayega.
Absolutely. This is, yeah, February ka mahina, aur, you know, this song was launched on the 1st of Feb, which also was my birthday. So
wow,
I chose this particular date because February, and it's a very personal song. So I'll sing a few lines. Dil mera kho gaya, kyun dino mein in raaton mein baaton mein mulaqaton mein is tarah besabr sa ho gaya, tera hua kyun is tarah, tera hua dil mera kho gaya.
Wow, amazing. 36. तो जल्दी से आप जाए और हितेश रिकी मदान इनका ये इंस्टाग्राम आईडी है, इसे फॉलो करें और इट्स अ वेरीफाइड आईडी, आपको बहुत आराम से मिल जाएगा. हितेश थैंक यू वेरी मच फॉर ज्वाइनिंग अस, इट वाज अ लवली सेशन टुडे और बहुत मजा आया आपके साथ बात करके. बट ओनली विद दिस प्रॉमिस दैट आप फिर से आएंगे और फिर से आपके साथ बैठेंगे आराम से, एक और सेशन होगा, गाने वाने होंगे, बातें होंगी, बहुत मजा आएगा.
Absolutely, Rahul. It's been, you know, a beautiful experience talking to you and sharing all these moments with you. I've had a walk down the memory lane. And जाते हुए मैं कुछ lines और गाऊंगा.
Please, please.
क्योंकि आपने बोला कि मेरे को फिर से आना है. इस song का नाम है आओ ना.
अरे वाह.
हाँ, so. Okay, here we go.
इस रात की सुबह कभी हो ना, जरा चांद से कहो डूबे ना. एक ख्वाब है हसीन, जरा देखो ना, इस ख्वाब का नशा टूटे ना. आओ ना बातें बनाओ ना, आओ ना नखरे दिखाओ ना, ये लम्हा ना, आ जाओ ना, आओ ना. क्या ऐसा भी लगा है तुम्हें, ये लम्हा तो है प्यार का. फिर जाने ये मिले ना मिले, खो जाए ना हमसे ये समा. गाने मिल सके दो इतने पास, आओ ना, आओ ना, आ जाओ ना, मुझ में खो जाओ ना, आओ ना, बाहों में आओ ना, आओ ना, जाओ ना, ये लम्हा बीते ना, आ जाओ ना. आओ ना
wow.
इस रात की सुबह कभी हो ना, जरा चांद से कहो डूबे ना.
Superb. अब तो भाई ये सच में we have actually hit the right chord now and the right note. On this high note, यहीं पे अब Valentine's month को खत्म करते हैं. And thank you very much, Hitesh, once again for coming over to our studio and gracing our studio. आज का session बहुत अच्छा था. Thank you.
So much fun. Thank you, Rahul.
Thank you.
So much.
तो आपसे अब अगले हफ्ते मुलाकात होगी. And do follow me on Instagram, Rahul Makin One, RahulMakin1, और तब तक के लिए एक बड़ा लल्ला हाफिज एंड शब खैर.
आप सुन रहे हैं HD Smartcast और ये था Fever FM Production. HD Smartcast.